Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on nature for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them.
Hello.
Hello, evening, how are you?
Good. Good evening, everybody. It's 75 and sunny here. As I watch the sun go down over the mountains.
I think it's like 55 here. Breezy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went from excessive heat to cold, and we'll go back to the heat.
That's it. Yeah, no, Phil's going to be late. He just called me.
That's okay.
Yeah, he had somebody call and start speaking in Spanish, and the chick was talking so fast, I caught like every other word.
So we had a little different enjoyment.
Yeah, he was just busting my balls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, what else is going on over there?
Jonathan's 13 pounds, 4 ounces, 26 inches long, and he has to go through therapy before surgery and after.
Yeah, I just posted that. I just posted that thing about him again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
He's got to be a little trooper, you know. Well. He doesn't know it yet. He doesn't realize it, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be a lot.
Yeah. You heard about that kid that got arrested? He's been in jail for 3 weeks now?
Yeah, and nobody's doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. He posted a threat in the form of a rap where he mentioned the White House, the Boston Marathon bombing, and said, "Everybody, you will see what I am going to do. Kill people." Stupid.
Yeah.
Even though, yeah, right as all that stuff went down, that's not really the smart thing to do.
Oh, no. But, I mean, there's kids out there. They want attention. They figure if they say something, it gets attention, it gets their friends or whatever, and make a comment, and unfortunately, in this day and age, you can't joke about anything. It's not like, I mean, it's almost the same scenario. You go get on a plane and somebody says, bomb, you know, I mean, come on, you don't do it, but
that's like hollering fire enough. In a crowded theater.
Yeah. You know, people have done it. Well, back in the day, you know, they pull a fire alarm and everything else. It was funny. It was a joke. Can't do it anymore. Well, it wasn't a joke if they caught you, but
it's not really funny. No, it's not.
But I'm saying that certain people's mentality, that's how they view it. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. others do not share that same mentality, which case puts them in trouble, knock at the door, whatever the case may be. You know, you can't do it. You have to be careful what you say. because the world watches and hears everything.
Yeah, it's just some crazy shit all the time.
Well, you know what? This is what cracks me up. Now, on any social media site, okay, people get away with so much crap and certain issues or certain things, and then if somebody posts that gets media attention. What's up with that? Do they pick and choose?
Yeah, I mean, it's like anything else. You know, people are just, the government's intruding more and more on everything.
Well, yeah. You know. I mean, I don't know how much more somebody has to get involved. Well, you can't get involved. You're stuck. You know. But the point being, whatever you say, whether it's social networking, via phone, even in your own house, outside your house, in public, it doesn't
matter.
Well,
you got a cable box so you can see what's going on in your house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, good luck. Enjoy it. I don't care. I'm not doing nothing. Anybody else? Whatever. You know?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find this thing I made. Trying to find this article I had. Can't remember where I posted it.
I mean, I think it's pretty sad when, well, if you recall, when cable boxes came out, so long after when they came out, it was stated a long time ago, be careful. People can hear through the boxes. Everybody thought they were crazy. You know, whatever took place so long ago, I can't recall exactly what it was, but I do remember, you know, well, you could be seen through your cable box. Well, how? Knock your socks off. What are you going to see? You want to see people, you know, getting dressed or whatever? Have at it. Who cares? You know, and then when it becomes, because nobody believed that would become the reality, but nobody cares. They don't pay attention. Oh, well, you go on with life.
Yeah. Well, you know, America was created on a foundation of freedom, faith, love of family and friends, and a sense of community. All of these have been under increasing attacks by groups and institutions who wanted to transform America into a nanny state where the elite will determine every aspect of our lives from cradle to the grave. But we all must become active to stop this journey. We must learn to put aside differences for the greater good of saving our republic and our liberty. Because right now, if they grab that kid for what he wrote, and it was, by my understanding, it was supposed to be some kind of a rap song, what
right.
happened to freedom?
It's gone. It's gone.
Yeah.
You know it and I know it. Unfortunately, there's so much of a population that doesn't know it or they don't care.
That's true.
You know, there are things that we can be angry about or upset about, but how can only so many people try to change something and the rest won't? So you beat your head against a brick wall?
Yeah.
It's not taking it in the ass. It's just, you know, well, say if you have 50 people that are petitioning against something or, hey, we want our rights. Well, guess what? The rest of the population, we don't care. It's not taking place. We don't want to know. Don't involve us in it. Simple as that.
Yeah.
You know, you can't say I played the fifth anymore. Because they have you no matter what. You used to be able to say that. I plead the fifth.
Yeah.
And that was your right.
You don't have to answer any questions.
No.
That's two words to remember. Shut up.
Exactly.
It's like, right now, see what you're talking about. Basically, what happened in Supreme Court says never speak to a police officer. The Supreme Court retreated from strict enforcement of the famous Miranda decision on Tuesday, ruling that a crime suspect's words can be used against him if he failed to clearly invoke his rights, clearly and instead answered a single question. In the past, the court has said the burden rests on the government to show that a crime suspect is knowingly and intelligently waived his rights. But in a 5-4 decision Tuesday, the court said that a citizen must invoke his rights. If he fails to do so, anything he says can be used to convict him. The Justice Anthony M. Kennedy wrote that police were not required to obtain a waiver of the suspect's right to remain silent before interrogating him. In this case, Michigan police had informed the suspect of his rights, including the right to remain silent. He said he understood, but he did not tell the officer he wanted to stop the questioning or speak to a lawyer. But he sat in the chair and said nothing for 2 hours and 45 minutes. At that point, the officer asked, "Do you pray to God to forgive you for shooting that boy down?" "Yes." Thompson said and looked away. He refused to sign a confession or speak further, but was convicted of murder based largely on his one-word reply. 6th U.S. Court of Appeals overturned his conviction on the grounds that the use of the incriminating answer violated his right against self-incrimination under the Miranda decision. So the Supreme Court reversed that ruling of a lower court, ruling that reinstated the conviction. A suspect who has received and understood the Miranda warnings and has not invoked his Miranda rights waives the right to remain silent by making an uncoerced statement to the police. He was joined by Chief Justice John G. Roberts and Justice Anton Scalia, Clarence Thomas, and Samuel Alito. The court ruled that an ambiguous situation would be treated in favor of the police. Sonia Sotomayor, in a dissent longer than the majority opinion, argued that the majority misread the precedent and reached beyond the facts of the case to impose a tough new rule against defendants. Today's decision turns Miranda upside down. Criminal suspects must now unambiguously invoke their right to remain silent, which, counterintuitively, requires them to speak. The majority ruling is on the line with the position taken by the Obama administration and Supreme Court nominee, U.S. Solicitor General Elena Kagan, in December. She filed a brief on the side of Michigan prosecutors and argued that the government need not to prove the suspect expressly waived his rights. She said, if a suspect knows and understands his Miranda rights, anything he says can be used against him in court. Cops that lie need to die. A police officer that lies to get an arrest or send someone to prison should be shot. In the U.S., a cop with a gun can commit the most heinous crime and be given the benefit of the doubt. The U.S. government does not have rights. It has privileges delegated to it by the people. Yep. So, no matter what you do, and like we tell you all the time, just shut up. Don't say nothing.
Yeah. It's the easiest thing to do.
Yeah.
But it's the ability of people doing it.
That's true. What do you say about that, Cecil?
Hey, don't say that over the air.
Do it.
I'm chewing a popsicle right now, so give me a second.
You're sucking on what?
A popsicle, man, a popsicle, an orange one. How's that?
It's your story. You tell it any way it sounds good.
I am, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. Thank you. So continue on, and I will listen while I enjoy my popsicle. Okay, I'm hearing crickets chirp.
What?
He's waiting for you.
Waiting for me to do what? I got a mile this thing. Otherwise, it's going to melt all over the damn place if I get to talking. So I want to finish it, and then I'll get to talking.
No worries. Just hang on. I got something going on, and I'll be right back. Let me play this song. This one's called When, it's by Herbie Hancock, Josh Stone, and Johnny Lang. See if you get the title.
Hello?
Yeah. No, they're screwing with it. They're screwing with shit again.
Interesting.
That's okay. We're good.
They were doing that in the beginning, too, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, basically, according to the Supreme Court, they made major revisions to the now familiar Miranda warnings this year. The rulings will change the ways police, lawyers, and criminal suspects interact. Maybe what expects to call an attempt to pull back some of the rights of Americans have become used to over recent decades. The High Court has made it clear it's not going to eliminate the requirement that police officers give suspects a Miranda warning, so there's tinkering around the edges. It's death by a thousand cuts. For the past 20, 25 years, as the court has turned more conservative on law and order issues, it's been whittling away at Miranda and doing everything it can to ease the admissibility of confessions that police wriggle on the suspects. The court placed limits on the so-called Miranda rights three times during the just-ended session. Experts viewed the large number of rulings as a statistical aberration rather than a full-fledged attempt to get rid of the famous 1966 decision. The original ruling emerged from police questioning of Ernesto Miranda in a rape and kidnapping case in Phoenix. Required officers to tell suspects taken into custody that they have the right to remain silent and have a lawyer present or represent them even if they can't afford one. The court's three decisions indicate a desire to prune back the rules somewhat. The legal director of Criminal Justice Legal Foundation and Victim Rights Group said, "But I don't think any overruling of the Miranda is in the near future. I think the controversy is pretty much dead." Supreme Court in 2010 upheld the requirement that Miranda warnings be read to criminal suspects. This year's Supreme Court decisions did not mandate the changes of the wording in Miranda warnings read by arresting officers. The most common version is not familiar to most Americans, thanks to television police shows. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You do have the right to speak to an attorney. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed to you. You understand these rights as they've been read to you. Now, if you can't afford an attorney, one will be appointed to you. Who does he work for? If they appoint you an attorney, who does he work for?
Oh, the court department.
Absolutely.
A court-appointed attorney?
Yep.
Yeah, they work for the court. They work for the state. They work for you, whatever. They're not the best, but there's a few out there that are all right.
Yeah. Well, however, the court did not approve one state version of the Miranda warnings that did not specifically inform the suspects they had a right to have a lawyer present during their police questioning. Miranda warning used in parts of Florida told suspects, you have the right to talk to a lawyer before answering any of these our questions. If you cannot afford to hire a lawyer, one will be appointed for you without cost and before any questioning. You have the right to use any of these rights at any time you want during this interview.
Hey, you know what I think?
Go for it.
I think that the Miranda rights should be read to you and then in triplicate be on a piece of paper that all parties sign that they were read to you, informed, et cetera, et cetera. That way you know you had your rights. The cops know that they read you your rights, and the court system understands that the rights were given. And I think it would just work better that way because so many cops don't read you your rights, and little things get kind of tossed on the back burner, and it shouldn't be that way. You know, I mean, and I think just to cover all costs, that's the way it should be. You should be read your rights and then, like, sign
your
name.
The lawyers in the Florida Supreme Court said it didn't make clear that the lawyers can be present as the police are doing their questioning. But Justice Ginsburg writing that the 7-2 majority decision said all the required information was there. Nothing in the words used indicated that counsel's presence would be restricted after the questioning commenced. Instead, the warning communicated that the right to counsel carried forward to and through the interrogation. The next day, the court unanimously limited how long Miranda rights are valid. The High Court said for the first time that a suspect's request for a lawyer is good for only 14 days after the person is released from police custody. The 9-0 ruling pulled back from an earlier decision that said that police must hold all questioning for all time if the suspect asks for a lawyer. Police can now attempt to question the suspect who's asked for a lawyer once the person has been released from custody for at least 2 weeks without violating the person's constitutional rights and having to repeat Miranda warning. In our judgment, 14 days will provide plenty of time for the suspect to get reacclimated to his normal life, to consult with friends and counsel, and to shake off any residual coercive tactic effects of his prior custody, Scalia wrote. And finally, the court's conservatives used their 5-4 advantage to rule that the suspects must break their silence and tell police that they're going to remain quiet if they want to invoke their right to remain silent and stop interrogation, just as they must tell police that they want a lawyer. All the criminal suspect needs to say is he or she is remaining silent. And he made either of these simple, ambiguous statements, he would have invoked his right to cut off the questioning. He didn't either, so he did not invoke his right to remain silent. The majority decision turns Miranda upside down. American citizens must now ambiguously invoke their rights to remain silent, which counterintuitively requires them to speak. That's true. You got to tell them, right?
Yeah, I guess you could write it down on a piece of paper and pen, but if your hands are, like, in a bind, you're not going to be able to.
I mean, it intuitively requires them to speak. So if you're telling them, no, you don't want to do it, you're still speaking, so you're opening. I see how they're opening different doors here. They're trying to scoot around the edges. At the same time, go ahead.
I was going to say, isn't that what they do with, like, the Patriot Act? They just kind of, you know,
yeah.
walk around different corners and make it fit how they see fit?
Well, you could just, you could up and disappear one day and nobody would know where you're at.
Well, yeah. That used to happen in Russia, too.
At the same time, suspects will legally be presumed to have waived their rights even if they had given no clear expression of their intent to do so. So police officers will look at these decisions and incorporate them into their training. Officers are expected to adapt to changes required by the Supreme Court. This will be no different. Thanks to court's Miranda decisions will make it easier for police to get confessions out of people who don't want to confess. These decisions open up ways for cops to work around Miranda. Okay, and then there's, I'm going to put this link up here, but it's about...
Why can't it be an automatic, read your rights, be quiet, you're going to get a lawyer? Why can't things be simplified? Because anybody with half a brain is going to shut their mouth. And people without half a brain should be given an opportunity to shut their mouth. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's just like this. It's a police officer that lies to get an arrest or send someone to prison. This guy's going a little extreme to the left here, where he says they should be shot. In the U.S., a cop with a gun could commit the most heinous crime and be given the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-mm-mm.
She says the U.S. government does not have rights. It has privileges delegated to it by the people.
And they need to live by what rules are within them privileges. And the problem is that they come up with, like we just said, many hallways to wander around in and many loopholes. And it just, I don't know. It is what it is. And I don't see it getting any better, do you?
No. See, like, some police departments keep names of those arrested. Did you know
that? Oh, yeah. The hick little town that I grew up in, all right, let me tell you something. Now it's kind of modernized, but when I was younger and I was like 16 and raised in hell and everything else, like the kids that hung out with me.
Was that last year?
16, dude. We're talking like 30-something years ago. Come on now. But they would keep distinct names of, you know, who were the partiers and everything else. And it's like when they used to bust outdoor parties that we'd have in the woods and on the ponds and everything else, they knew. They were like, you stay here, you stay here. They knew who the active people were, I guess. I don't know, but yeah, a lot of towns do that. Like if you've been arrested more than once and they know you on a first name basis, oh, they're keeping track of what you're doing. Don't let it kid you.
Exactly. I mean, the change in the policy stems from a privacy case in which the federal court ruled that police violated a man's privacy when they wrote information obtained through the state's Department of Motor Vehicles on a parking ticket left on the man's vehicle. This took place in Palatine, Illinois. This overzealous interpretation of a federal court ruling creates a huge problem with the ideal of an open society. We now find ourselves with the potential for secret arrests. Police could now deprive you of your liberty and not even say who it is they've arrested. The court couldn't possibly attend to this. The Wausau Police Department are among 16 municipalities statewide that are redacting personal information on police reports. The Rothschild Police Department and the Everest Metro Police Department have not yet followed suit. The new rules, which went into effect earlier this month, prohibit the release of any personal information obtained from a driver's license, but not from the state-issued ID card. Personal information includes name, address, phone number, photographs, and medical or disability information. So if two people are arrested and one has a driver's license and there is a state ID card, can police give the arrest information for one person but not the other? That's crazy. So far, Wisconsin appears to be the only state using the Illinois ruling as a reason to keep arrest information secret. Under the new rules, if you're involved in a crash, you can't even find out who hit you. And the lawsuits are just beginning. So there's a driver's protection, Driver's Policy Protection Act. This 1994 legislation passed largely to prevent stalkers and would-be murderers from accessing public driving records, prohibits the disclosure of personal information without the express written permission of the driver. Go ahead.
Stalkers from getting personal information. Now, that's worded kind of funny because usually you get labeled as a stalker after you've already obtained people's personal information and then you violated their space somehow, some way. So, what gives with that?
Well, they're very much aware of the policy and tradition in the state of Wisconsin with regard to open records, but insurers are indicating that this is the nature of the law. Of course, it doesn't help the case. This is based on out of Illinois, where you don't have the same privacy laws as we do in Wisconsin. For example, the city of Wausau on April 13th arrested a man accused of playing bumper cars down North 3rd Street in a pickup truck, bouncing off at least three vehicles parked on the side of the road. The driver was suspected of being drunk, but was detained by witnesses until police arrived and took him away. His name has still not been released to the public, prompting speculation that the police are covering up the name of the prominent local official caught driving drunk, though police say it's not the case. This guy, Lutters, who is sharp and critical of the new rules, called such policies a dangerous position to take in the light of the state's open records law. So basically it goes to this, a not-so-simple parking ticket. The first case that spawned the policy changes was filed in August after a police officer in Palatine, a suburb of Chicago, wrote a simple parking ticket and left it on Jason's windshield. Sued the village for about $80 million. The lawsuit alleged that by leaving the ticket, which included his name and other personal information, the village violated his rights under the Driver's Protection Policy Act. His case was dismissed in federal court. That decision was reversed by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 7th District in the 7-4 decision. Jurisdiction for this appeal court extends to Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin. The village has petitioned the case to U.S. Supreme Court, but it's unclear whether the justices will review it. It appears Wisconsin is alone in this. Even Illinois, where the case originated, they aren't redacting. So they're not doing it. Illinois is not doing it. The only one that's doing it is Wisconsin. It's from the time of the Magna Carta and the formation and formalization of the writ of habeas corpus, the concealment of the reason for arrest has been as odious as the concealment of the arrest itself. It is fundamental to a free society where the fact of arrest and the reason for arrest be available to the public. Under the open records law, it is declared policy of this state, and every citizen is entitled to the greatest possible information regarding the affairs of government. One thing is clear, the fight isn't over. The issue is not settled. For now, balancing the best we can. I called Friday to Wausau City Attorney Ann Jacobson, seeking comment was not returned. Changes affect more than media requests for information. Drivers involved in crashes, for example, will no longer be able to obtain information on other drivers involved with they request police records after a crash. See, out here in California, if you get in an accident and nobody's hurt, you just exchange information and go on your way.
Yeah, you could kind of do that here, but it depends. You know, if it's a big accident, then a lot of people call the 50 in just for general purpose. But, like, sometimes the city that's next to me, like, if you come out and your windshield smashed or stuff like that, they don't even, like, come and take care of it anymore. They just, like, call a tow company and claim it with your insurance. They don't file any paperwork or anything on that stuff anymore. So.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, like if you like hit somebody's bumper, and you, all right, Nora, good, you're still here. I was wondering where you went. But if you hit somebody's bumper,
what was in that popsicle?
What?
What was in that popsicle?
Banana. Oh, my God. All right. Now, if you hit the somebody's bumper and it's just a little bing, then, yeah, you don't have to get everybody involved. You exchange phone numbers, insurance companies, and all that stuff, and you pray that the person was being honest with you. I think that's the biggest thing where people, like, want the cops on the scene because they want to know that this person has real insurance and they're not feeding you a line of crap. So, you know, kind of like the honor system.
Yeah.
Where's Bill?
He's on his way.
Is he?
He had something go down at the shop, and he'll be late. Trust me. I don't know if you heard me when I was telling Nora, but somebody came in the shop, I guess, and was speaking Spanish.
Yeah.
I understand it pretty good if you're not, you know, real fast.
Yeah.
So I kind of got Bill's going to be late. He might be going to dinner at some Mexican restaurant, and he should be here.
He ain't going to make the show. He's socializing.
Here. He'll be here. He called me back. He'll be here. He was just busting my balls.
You better tell him he'll break my heart if I don't hear his voice. I have to get my bill fixed, you know? The week's not complete unless I hear that voice.
Okay. Well, I'll let you know as soon as he walks in the door.
Awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just, I mean, there's so much, like, you know, if we go to the illustration of the Fourth and Fifth Amendment, you search or remove any of your items, an officer must have a search warrant. If you consent, you have given up your rights. Problem today is most don't know their rights. Most are willing to give up their rights. Most complain about losing their rights without doing a darn thing about it. And Americans are getting harder and harder to find. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures will not be violated. And no warrant shall issue upon probable cause supported by an oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. A few years ago, they came to my house to search my house. They had a warrant for the house only, not the garage. So whatever they thought they were looking for, they thought was in the house, but it was in the garage. They couldn't search the garage. So it was a waste of time and money. And, the Fifth Amendment, well, there's two videos here. Let me play these videos and we'll go from there. The first one's about the Fourth Amendment. Jack and women right now. Hang on. Let me see. God, they want to play music again, these fuckers. See if we, nope, they ain't got, nope. They're screwing with everything. They won't let me go to get the videos. Anyway. I'm trying to find it, but they blocked me from getting to one site.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, we got, they're going to start doing motorcycle only checkpoints all over the place again. We've got 50
yeah,
U.S. lawmakers.
Is it in your state only?
No. Across the United States.
Wow. That's just some crap. That's just for them
to get grant
money.
It's to get grant money.
Oh. Are they poor?
No. It's just like now, okay? I don't know if you guys remember when I told you about the DOD directive that says to...
Yeah.
All right, Nora, you live in... What town is that you live in?
Chicago.
Okay. Now...
When I say the town?
I'm just saying, okay, you live in Chicago.
Right.
Stacy, you're in Boston, correct?
I'm sitting on the line of Rhode Island and Massachusetts, so, like, I'm in both.
So now, Stacy and Nora, each of you get about 25 of your friends, and you just want to start some shit.
Right.
You have all kinds of guns, all kinds of stuff, right? The police department makes a call to the nearest armed services base, say... They got a problem, they don't know what to do, and they need help. So what do? They dispatch the troops to help them quell the situation. This was passed on May 13th of this year. Any police department that has huge problems they can't handle, they're allowed to call up and ask for troops. Believe that shit?
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that what happened in Ohio at the college? Wasn't it the National Guard or something that went in and shot all them people, like back in the back in the 60s or something like that? It's when they used military tactics to control something, in my opinion, that should have been done by local police, that shit got out of hand. My daughter's in the Army, but, you know, the bottom line to it is those boys don't play. They're out to do one job and one job only. You know, and I just think shit could be handled a little bit different. I mean, if you got total anarchy going on and, like, mad craziness, then you got to do what you got to do, I guess. But, you know, I think that's a bit extreme.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, and people are just, if you bend over once, you're going to bend over twice.
That's for sure.
Yep. You know, I don't know if you guys ever saw this on my blog, but somebody sent me a thing and asked me if I had it still, and when I reposted it. But this is true shit. It says, squeezing breasts could prevent cancer. Best study ever says. Getting to second base, the holy grail for hormonal boys, is now a science. New research has shown that squeezing breasts can prevent malignant breast cells from from causing cancer. This doesn't give pervy dudes license to grow up you on the subway, ladies, but it does mean boob grabbing should be a regular part of your self-care routine. Yes, absolutely try it. Do-it-yourself style. Experiments found that physical pressure led cells back to normal growth patterns, and even after compression was no longer applied, the malignant cells stop growing. Spread the word, boob lovers of the world. Squeezing breasts can prevent cancer. I don't know how I feel about that one, but it's true shit. It's out of North Carolina, the college in North Carolina.
Well, in my state, they actually have an event every year on Save the Boobs, and it is grabbing the boobs. You know, it's a fundraiser that they do for breast cancer awareness. And, make a day of it and grab some boobs. I know, right? But it's different.
You guys are talking about sex, I'm going to be quiet. You know me.
No, this is an actual event that takes place in my state. Because people are doing this for breast cancer, you know.
Yeah, in California last Wednesday was Steak and Knobber Day.
It was what?
Steak and Knobber Day.
I thought that was in March.
No. Steak and hoppers? What did you just say? Say it slowly.
Nabbing.
Rabanobber? What? Oh, you are a bath.
Steak and nabber day.
Bake, B-A-K-E, and nabber
day. No. It's a man's holiday. They get a steak and a blowjob day.
Good Lord, they don't need no more holidays.
On a lighter note.
I've got a million things I want to say right now, but I'm not going to. I'm going to be good about this.
Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
No.
Do you know that in New York, the ladies of New York, you are now free to walk bare-chested through the city. New York City's 34,000 police officers have been instructed that they should encounter a woman in public who is shirtless but obeying the law, they should not arrest her. This is a good step towards gender parity in the public spaces. This decision means that breast is not considered public lewdness, indecent exposure, or disorderly conduct. It also notes that should a crowd form around the topless woman, the officer should instruct the crowd to disperse and then respond appropriately. If it does not, relative coverage is no longer a factor. And this is true shit. Go ahead.
Why can't they pass that in my state?
But I thought you needed to wear pasties. You have to double up. Are you sure?
No.
Wow. I don't know. There's a lot of freaks in New York, man. I don't know if I'd want to see them all topless.
Here.
My goodness.
Now, this is a bunch of women standing there and a crowd's forming. There's about 20 Japanese guys with cameras and cigarettes, and they don't know whether they're still there to take pictures of the boobs. So this lady says she's not part of it. She's not part of it, but she just took her top off. Guys that sit on the side and they bang the 5 gallon buckets.
Yeah.
This guy's banging a bucket saying free your breath.
Sounds like my kind of chest.
There's no cops here yet, but they're trying to get out of the circle. Some guy's coming with an umbrella. This lady's trying to get to speak. Go ahead.
I don't hear anything but a bunch of static.
Yeah.
Whatever you're playing.
So basically, now a cop shows up. He tells everybody, keep moving, keep moving. You can see him. Just keep moving.
Free your breath.
They're jacking with me. I can't get it all to work right now. So we'll have to check it out another time.
Hmm.
But what happened?
Like I said, you know, what is it? I have a breast awareness cancer tank top. It says love the boobs.
I have a couple of shirts that say fuck cancer, but nothing about boobs.
Yeah.
But there's a national organization supporting the gender equality and the shirtlessness laws established Go Topless Day. Dozens of women protest, often topless, in 30 cities around the United States, promoting equal rights to be shirtless. Protesters usually include chants of "Free Your Breasts, Free Your Minds," and a song "Let Them Breathe" to the tune of the Beatles' "Let It Be." So, topless women in public aren't breaking the law, says NYPD. So, if you want to take a flight out to New York and pop your boobies out, feel free.
Yeah, well, hopefully I'll pass it in other states. That'd be cool. I'd be the first one out there. I wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah?
Oh, hell, not me.
Well, no, I mean, half the time I get so damn high because we get that damn...
It goes like this. When a dude reaches, like, 55, he gets man boobs. And they get really droopy and funny looking. So imagine what happens to a woman after she's had all her kids and maybe either lost weight or gained weight. No, you don't want that shit out all over the place. You just put that away. I don't want a bunch of naked boobies running around. I'm good.
Okay.
I don't know. I get as close to it as just have my bikini top on my shorts in the summer. It's about as close as I can get. You know,
pouring over here, guys. I can hear it on the rooftop. I'm afraid if it thunders and lightens.
Are you afraid?
I got a thing today about the Westboro Baptist Church. I guess.
Oh God.
I guess they're gonna protest and picket. Sebastian River High School's commencement ceremony is next Thursday, June 6th, at night. We all know how the organization feels about our veterans and several other subjects. I would like to suggest that someone take the bull by the horns and organize a biker group to get together and stop those idiots from picketing.
Let me tell you something. And I'm sure you have friends that are in the PGR, Phil. Patriot God Riders,
yep.
They were
yep.
on top of that issue. I know one of the ride captains from Alabama. He's a good friend of mine. They're always one step ahead of them. So, you know, and it's like they feed on media publicity. They want media publicity. So it's like, I don't know. The PGR usually takes care of that, and a lot of the veteran folks and stuff. And it's like, I don't know. I think if people stopped talking about them and stopped promoting them, because when you talk about them, that's promoting them, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. And, you know, any type of promotion they get is always negativity. And that fuels media frenzies.
Yeah.
But I think if everybody just, you know, because the ride captain I know, he's always told me, about them feeding on media stuff. And he's like, you know, he's even said it. He's like, if the world just, he said, quietly turned their back and did not key into their Twitter updates, their Facebook updates, their web page about where they're going and what they're doing, just tune them out, they would probably disappear. Because
yeah.
they're just looking for money-making opportunities for someone to do something wrong, and they're going to sue. And that's all that the game is about. And they're doing things that push people to that point of you want to go.
They're all a bunch of lawyers.
Yeah.
They're all a bunch of lawyers.
believe it or not, as ignorant as they are, they're actually quite smart. Because you get out there and you, you know, put your shit up on your little poster signs and stuff saying some god-awful things, and somebody will get a hair across their ass and will have to be talked down to don't put your hands on them, because that's what they want. And it's true. It's like everybody should just ignore these people, and if they don't get the pop and circumstance that they want, they, you know, I believe what my friend says, that they would go away. It's what they feed on. It's like, what is it, misery loves company, and they're a bunch of miserable pricks, and they're looking for company, you know, and that's it.
Yeah. You guys know who Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Dooley is?
No, not off the top of my head.
Okay. This is Lieutenant Matthew Dooley, a West Point graduate and a highly decorated combat veteran, was an instructor at the Joint Forces Staff College at the National Defense University. He has 19 years of service and experience and was considered one of the most highly qualified military instructors on radical Islam and terrorism. He taught military Islamic students about the situations they would encounter, how to react, about Islamic culture, traditions, and explained the mindset of the Islamic extremists, passing down first-hand knowledge and experience and teaching courses that were suggested and approved by the Joint Forces Staff College. The course Perspectives on Islam and Islamic Radicalism, which was suggested and approved by the Joint Forces Staff College, caught the attention of several Islamic groups, and they wanted to make an example out of him. They collectively wrote a letter expressing their outrage, and the pro-Islamic Obama administration was all too happy to assist. The letter was passed to Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Martin Dempsey. Dempsey publicly degraded and reprimanded Dooley, and Dooley received a negative officer evaluation report almost immediately, which he had aced for the past 5 years. He's relieved of teaching duties, and his career has been red flagged. He had a brilliant career ahead of him. Now that he has been flagged, Richard Thompson's Muslim Brotherhood dictated order to ensure that henceforth no U.S. military course will ever again teach truth about Islam that the jihadist enemy finds offensive or just too informative. Former CIA agent Claire M. Lopez about Lieutenant Colonel Dooley: the Obama administration has demonstrated lightning speed to dismiss military brass that does not conform to its agenda. And not surprisingly, nobody is speaking up for Lieutenant Colonel Dooley. That's a sad day for this country when a good, loyal man like this got thrown under the bus because nobody has the courage to stand up. Not only is this story of Lieutenant Colonel Dooley disturbing and a sad commentary on our government and military, add this to the fact that Major Nadal Hassan, the Fort Hood murderer of 13 people, is still on active duty and still being paid his full salary, to date $278,000. And no trial date has been set. After London, what happened in London yesterday, and places around the globe, we can't afford to be amongst the uniformed. I mean, London, nobody's supposed to have guns, and those guys cut that guy's, they literally killed that guy, cut his head off. Some guy came out of the crowd and shot both of them. Fortunately, they're being treated. I would have made sure I took headshots. Did you guys see that stuff on TV?
Yeah.
Fucked
Hello?
Up. Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, that was like a moment of silence.
The Bruins just lost in overtime. Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
Hey, what happened? What happened to Detroit and the Blackhawks?
I have no idea.
They're playing now.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know what the score is yet. Let me see.
Yeah. No, Bill said he'd be here by 7, so we'll see what happens.
He's got 1 minute, guy.
I know.
He's, I'm telling you, he's enjoying conversation, eating great food, and he's forgetting all of us. Shame on him.
Okay, Hawks are winning.
Yeah,
no, my daughter just blew up my phone and turned around and said, they lost in overtime. Like, I care. I'm not a hockey fanatic. If it was Patriots, then it'd be on, like Donkey Kong, but it's not, so I'm good.
Yeah, no, it's
you should
just
be
crazy.
A hockey fan.
Anybody here from Eunice?
I talked to her yesterday.
How's she doing?
Well, basically, still the same. She's kind of just trying to find out what the hell's going on.
Well, with luck, she'll find out, and all will be okay.
Yeah. I just heard a car door. It might be him.
No, sir. Did he really show up?
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Give him a hard time.
She's 11 on Bill. You're out of the loop, Phil. No more. It's all about Bill.
I gotta love Bill, man. It's that voice. It's that voice.
I don't know.
Unless you have a really long driveway, I don't think it was him.
Well, it takes a minute to park and walk in.
Yeah. No, he usually hollers. But, I guess his nephew got sick. He was there by himself, and he had some things to do, and it just, he may not be here. I don't know. Who's blowing the horn?
That's somebody's text message going off.
Yeah. I can't believe you can hear that.
Yeah, because my friend's got the same damn, sound, my best friend over here, and that's what I hear every time she has a text message. Wah, wah. It's like, what the hell is that?
Well, no, I didn't think it could be heard. Maybe
if
I wasn't getting poked.
If you don't have it on vibrate, we're going to hear it.
Well, if I have it on vibrate, then... Oh, I didn't know that you could be on the phone and have it on vibrate. I thought once your phone was on vibrate, it would be off. Or,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, it'll vibrate every time something's on.
Okay.
Dora, are you blonde underneath that brunette? Come on,
yes.
Now, girl.
Yes. Just call me Blondie. Somebody else does.
Oh, my God.
But at least I admit my blonde moments.
There we go. I embrace mine. I just, you know what
yeah.
I do? When I really had a blonde moment and I know that, oh, wow, I really messed this one up, I just do the, oh, did I do that? You know, the dumb routine. You've got to follow the blonde routine. Got to roll with it. Make it interesting. And now, Phil, I'm giving you some trade secrets here to womanhood. So, you know.
Hey, I got problems now. I don't need trouble, too.
The problem? What's the matter? Tell us your problems. We'll give you an answer.
We're here to help.
That's all right.
Oh, it's okay if you have us tell us ours, but you can't say yours. I see how it is.
No.
I know.
It's, that's one of the things I don't do that here.
That's okay.
You guys do it for laughs sometimes, but I don't push you into it.
Well, no, there's things that don't make me laugh. there's things that annoy the piss out of me. Let's sit here and put it out here. It ain't worth it, you know?
Speaking of the devil, hold on.
Huh?
Your ears must have been burned today. We're asking about where you are and how you're feeling.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, well, I'm telling you, I can take my blonde wig off.
Hello, Eunice.
Hello.
How are we feeling today?
Well, you can tell by my voice, I'm feeling much better.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound a lot clearer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I was just wiped out Tuesday, hung up. I just said, hey, I'm tired.
Understandable.
Phil and I were on, there was this show last night, to the tail end, you know. Of course, you know that our lieutenant governor resigned. You know that, right?
Oh, he did resign, huh?
Huh?
Did resign.
Yeah, he did resign. And then the one I was telling you about that was sending his nice little pictures, he resigned yesterday, too. So we had all these good things, but I had a laugh at Hermes last night because he goes, oh, I predicted this 6 years ago. You know, I just got done telling him, Hermes, I told you about this 6 years ago. You know? So there'll be more, you know how when the dominoes start falling?
Yeah.
They all start falling. You'll be hearing more of this, you know. When did you ever hear of a lieutenant governor giving up his job to take something else?
No, never.
Nah, you never hear of that. They do their term. He didn't have any choice in the matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the feds are right down on his back, so he didn't have any choice. But he was our mayor 6 years ago. And we had a lot of flack back then.
Everybody's got a lot of flack going on with all that shit.
Oh,
I don't understand how they can do it. And then, you know, oh, I made a mistake. When they fucking knew when they did it, they weren't making a mistake. They were doing it.
Of course they knew. You know, I mean, you know what it is? These politicians think nothing's ever going to touch them. You know?
Right.
I know.
Yeah, they just think they can just get away and do whatever they want, you know. That you know they haven't been taught that they're not God, you know, or the devil, you know. It always comes around and bites you right in the ass.
Mhm.
So it's too bad, but a lot of the people they take down with them because, you know, when one person gets caught, Phil. They're not going to go down alone, you know that.
No.
Because they're going to make deals. When they make deals, they take other people down with them. So, that's my wisdom for the tonight, seeing that I'm 72 years old. I can say things like that.
Yes, it happens.
And that's so true. They really just think, I mean... What was John ever thinking about? What made him think that to get away on putting his penis on the internet? Now, here's a representative, you know, from Worcester. Whatever made him think that he wasn't going to get caught doing that?
Yeah.
Where was his brain, you know? I mean,
thinking with it.
You know, just whack it. 30 seconds later, it'd be over with. You know? I mean, Christ. It takes you 30 seconds to put it on the, you know, how in the hell did he do it anyways? He had to take his pants off. That takes 30 seconds. You know? He had to line up the camera. That takes another 30 seconds. Right? Then he's got to take the picture, and then he's got to type a letter to go with it. So if he just paid attention and just whacked it off for 30 seconds, he wouldn't be in this trouble. you know.
Maybe they'll call you twice before they do that then.
Yeah, sure, they should call me and say, hey, you think I should do this? No, just take a lesson in how to jerk off, you know. Get yourself a rubber doll.
No, they actually have pocket things that, you know.
What is that? Experience? Or did you buy one?
What?
How do you know so much about pocket?
Well, because unfortunately I have friends that use them and they have no problem about
sideways. You notice I have become completely quiet.
Yes, you always do. You always do. You let us get into trouble.
No, it's not getting into trouble. It's just there's people that use that stuff and they have no problem, you know, talking about it, you know. No big deal.
Oh, God, I'm telling you. it just infuriates me. I mean, how stupid are they? Come on.
Do you know how many do it all the time?
Oh, I can't imagine how many do it, but at least they keep their fucking mouth shut.
No, they don't.
You know?
they don't.
Come on. Yeah, I mean, you're going to sit down, you're going to... I mean, oh, please. Oh, my God. First of all, you know, did I tell you the blown glass that my son gave me? I'm sitting there. It's about 3 feet tall, and it's like a royal blue, you know, that royal blue glass?
Yeah.
And it's got a very round base, okay? Then it's got a long, narrow neck, and then it's got the top of it. It comes to a point, but out on the sides. And I said to my husband the other day, now look at that. What does that remind you of? He says, I don't know. What does it remind you of? I says, a guy that just got circumcised.
Oh, my God.
That's what it looks like. Honest to God. The balls and then the long thing. That's why my son gave it to me.
I'll lose it.
What's the truth? I'm going to send a picture to you.
Jesus.
Nara, when you send me the camera, I'll send a picture to you guys. And when you tell me, you know, I'll sell it for $100.
Oh, you know, I was trying to figure out why the show gets every after the show and it goes to the archive. I was trying to figure out why it gets anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 hits a day. Now I know.
Why? Because we just say it.
Oh, God.
Okay.
My name is Harry. Oh, God. Can you see this? Listen to the mother of the survivors. Jesus.
Okay, Phil, before the three of us became a part of yours and Bill's show, how many hits did you get per month? Do you remember?
30,000 to 40,000.
Really? So we've increased it for you. That is so awesome.
Are you serious? Like, people-wise?
Yeah. It's worldwide.
Wow. You know what? I want a paycheck. I want a paycheck. If my voice is that golden, I want a paycheck.
Oh, I'm always telling people to listen to the show. Always.
Yeah, me
all
too.
All over the place.
Too. Yep.
Oh, God, I got to listen to these times.
Yeah, here comes...
here comes who?
I think I just heard a motorcycle come down the hill.
Yep.
He should be here in a minute.
Is that Bill?
Yeah.
Bill is running late today.
Oh.
I was not even a minute late, and he was all right. Where you at? Can I get through on the phone?
Yeah. No, he had somebody call me and talking Spanish, and they were talking so fast I couldn't understand what the hell she said. I caught like every other word. So.
Oh, I'm telling you, I feel much better.
So what's
I'm
up?
Glad
what's,
you do.
What's going on with the bill?
Well, that should be hopefully that should be before the governor's desk by the, you know, the first or the middle of June, no later than that. They're doing the budget right now, and that should be done with that pretty soon. So, we'll just take it from there.
Uh-huh.
You know, but we're very hopeful. And the reason I say that is because they had all those assholes up speaking in favor of the bill. When,
uh-huh.
you know, for the last 12 years, I've banged on their door and they couldn't, you know, be bothered.
Mm-hmm.
But they fixed their ass anyways, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, met with Chip yesterday.
Phil? Phil, my switch has been off.
Oh, my God.
How long
is
my
switch?
Yes, it's Bill. I've been talking for an hour and a half. My switch been off the whole time. Has anybody heard me?
Oh,
no.
Kevin, has anybody heard me?
No.
My, you never notice the switch is off.
No, we were told that you were out to eat, having a little Mexican dinner, and somebody got sick or something like that, and you were coming down the hill on your bike, and I've been sitting patiently waiting to hear this voice.
I'm so sorry. Actually, my nephew went home sick. Scandinavia came in at 5 o'clock to do a bike sale. Some friends of mine from Mexico came up just after that. I get rid of all of them. I got on my bike, and I flew down here as quick as I could, I promise. My hands are ice cold. My helmet's here. Everything's here. I came quick as I could, guys, but I don't know. The Mexicans thought we were going to go out to dinner tonight, but I said, no, I got to come down here.
Hey, Bill, I got a beautiful vase that you can buy from me.
Oh, yeah. Listen to this. She'll describe it to him.
Okay, please.
Oh, God.
It's about 3 feet tall.
Uh-huh.
And the base of it is a royal blue glass. You know the royal blue glass? Do you know anything of blown glass? Well, I think one of these guys were blowing the glass. It's got a round base and a very long neck. And then the top of it looks like it was circumcised.
Well, no, she asked her husband what it looked like, and he said, I don't know. And he said, what do you think it looks like? So she described it to him.
I almost don't want to take that away from you. I can see how attached to it you are.
Yeah.
You can see how attached it is to me?
Yeah.
I never seen one that was circumcised. Oh, shut up, Eunice. No, but I'll sell it to you cheap.
Well, I'll have to see a picture of it. Maybe I can see a picture.
All right. I'll send a picture to you.
Yeah. Thank you.
I know you'll really appreciate it.
Well, you know, true art, you know. So my friends were trying to get me out to dinner, and I said, no, I got to run down here. And they said, well, let's take you out to dinner. Friends from Mexico, they want to eat Italian. I said, no.
There's nowhere to eat good Italian here.
But I said, no.
Nowhere. Not even in San Diego can you get good Italian.
But they mentioned to me, Philip, and you don't know this one, next month there's a 3-day bike fest in Tijuana.
Yeah.
They're coming worldwide on that.
Yeah, the guys told me it worked.
Okay, today, yeah, they came up from Mexico and gave me a flyer and all that. I might try to, I've got to go down tomorrow and renew my passbook. If I can get it all squared away, I might try to run down there, do an overnight or hang out.
Yeah, you better hurry up because 6 weeks.
Well, I want to try and get ready for the one next in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So they told me if I have a passport expired, I can rush it too quickly. Yeah. So I'll try and do that tomorrow.
You got to pay extra money.
Hey, you know, you got to do what you got to
do.
I mean, you know, I love America, but I do like to party in Mexico, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get back here. Oh, I don't know. You seem kind of innocent and all that. I don't know if this is the right place for somebody like you.
I know. I mean, but can I come? Can I come?
I fly in. We'll find the back seat for you.
You know what? Every guy, tell you something. I came in late and all that. Everything has been fuzzy for me, and I just realized I don't have my glasses on. Okay, let me see what's going on. Phil gave me an information. Yeah. There's a motorcycle run going on tomorrow, and
Saturday.
Oh, Saturday.
Or actually Monday.
And they got flyers out and everything, and it says sponsored by Kennedy's Custom Cycles. I don't have a clue about the run at all. I don't even know anything about the run. My name's on the run. Well, that's okay. All right. That's all right. Philippe, there's a run next Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Catholic schoolgirl run.
Right.
You got that information?
Yeah.
Okay.
As well as the bikini bike wash this Saturday.
Bikini bike wash this Saturday? I thought Capistrano was this Saturday.
No, Capistrano's on Monday. Bikini bike.
No, it can't be on Monday.
Monday, yeah.
You have a ride on a Monday?
Yeah.
What perverts?
Monday's.
Yeah, but you don't do that. You don't do that.
And then Saturday is the bikini bike wash at 11.
And where's that one at?
Sweetwater,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I know I'm going to meet the Catholic schoolgirl run the following week. They're coming from all over on that one.
That's for the one where we're all dressed in little white shirts and skirts and knee-high stockings.
I hear there's going to be a special category for the most sexiest Catholic schoolgirl panties.
Yeah.
Special award for that, so we should go in for that, check it out. It'll be the right thing to do, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
As we're both Catholics.
And we're both Catholics, we have to approve that message.
Yeah, so that's going on. Then, let you know more. I got the flyer on that Tijuana. That's going to be big. That's going to be big, I think.
That's the one that they come from. They come from way
Mexico
down.
Mexico City, they're coming down below Mexico. They come from everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a few of us white boys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys have no year in experience. You ever go to Mexico with me and Phil. I butcher every Mexican word there is. Philip is much, much more bilingual than I am. I'm not even a bit bilingual, but what the heck. That don't bother me. On a Harley Davidson, I got long gray hair. You got to love me, I figure, you know?
Yeah, you can trust this little guy, little girl.
Yeah, you can trust me, little girl. Come down to Mexico with me.
I think they're all scared now.
I have always actually been...
Wait, they went Simon.
To be honest with you, I'm very much against those people selling drugs in Mexico. However, I have been known to sell women in Mexico. I don't think that's such a bad thing. You know, selling drugs is wrong, but selling women, that's you know, that's acceptable. You know?
You wouldn't get much from me, Bill.
Oh, little girl.
I probably have to pay them.
And
I was silent because I'm listening to the man.
Listen, little girl. For every lock, there's a key.
When she first called in, she was sucking on a popsicle.
Hey, listen.
Waiting for you, Bill.
Go back in time. No. God, I'm shut up.
I hope you hear what I said. For every lock, there's a key.
Well, mine's rusty.
I mean, I get my jacket on and everything. It's a little cool tonight.
Well, we'll just have to get something to unrust it, you know. Hey, I went to my doctor the other day.
For you to get oh, my God, was it the same doctor?
No, it was another doctor. I really miss Dr. Davis, you know. I really do miss him. But the doctor, she kept waving her hand, and I says, what's the matter? She says, you got a lot of fruit down here. And I says, she says, oh, I know why. She says, your cherry went rotten.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, we're here.
Okay, that's enough of my jokes for the night. I'll sit here very patiently and listen to everybody else talk. Now, you know I'm lying, right?
Of course.
Phil, I've missed you. Phil?
They want silence.
Please stay in shock.
Hello.
Phil, what'd you do with Bill? I bet you he's got us on mute. They're going on the show without us.
No, I think they got bumped off.
Now that
I don't know what you guys
that
did.
That would be funny.
I don't know what you guys did, but they knocked us off the earth. Eunice, tell him. Literally, they just knocked us off the earth. So Eunice,
really?
tell Bill what you're talking about when you went to the doctor. He didn't hear it.
Oh, no, not again.
No, they'll knock us off the air.
No. It hurt too much.
Tell him.
Bill, are you there?
Yes, I am. I had to take my jacket off. I was out of the room for a second, but I'm back now.
Oh.
Mlle, s'il vous plaît, merci beaucoup.
Oh, oui, oui. Oui, oui.
Tell him what you told the girls.
Just before I say on purpose, mademoiselle, maybe.
Oui, oui. Oh, God.
Okay,
no,
now you have to say the joke, because when you said the joke, they knocked us off the air.
Look, they just wanted to be for us women, that's all.
Yeah,
just
because the three of us, we were talking.
Yes. You know, it's, I went to
so
my
tell
doctor.
Tell them what the doctor said.
Well, I was trying to, Phil, and you interrupted me.
How rude.
I was so quiet, and I was busting at the seams. I went to the doctor's, and she was checking me, and her hand was, she was like waving her hand around, and I said to her, what are you doing? And she says, well, we've got a lot of fruit flies here. And I says, how come? She says, because your cherry just rotted out.
Oh,
well,
my God.
I can't help it. You know, if it's not used, it's useless. So what can I say?
Well, you
know,
have to get your husband to give you the Saturday night special.
Oh, my God. What do you think I was in the hospital for? My legs were gone. Do you ever try to lift a leg when you can't lift a leg?
No, I never had that problem.
You know, some women should. There's a lot of women that should have a problem lifting their leg, let me tell you. We would have less babies in this world.
Remember the old joke
God.
About how to prevent pregnant? You take an aspirin. Does anybody know that joke?
Put it between your knees.
Put it between your knees, yes. Old high school days, you guys remember that?
What a headache that is, huh?
So it looks like Bill and Phil, if Eunice comes down or goes down to Mexico with you guys, you're going to have to get her a Saturday night special.
Every
they're
day.
They're talking about a gun.
They
right?
just went quiet.
They're talking about a gun.
Night.
I
every
wasn't.
Day is.
Now, just talking about Eunice, remember what you taught us a couple of months ago about your Saturday night special?
Yeah.
I think
yeah,
it's a sexual. It's a sexual reference. Therefore, I'm being quiet.
You must have missed it. Okay.
Yeah, because Stacy doesn't want to get picked on. Like, why doesn't she have a boyfriend?
What? Hey, listen, maybe one of those would be good for you. Oh, no, I don't want a boyfriend. I don't want no titles, no misses, no misses, no I'm yours, you're my, I am a free loving spirit, free to go and come as I please.
Well, I still do that.
And this is why they get so many hits on the show.
Well, I want you ladies to know what... And I were kings. at one time, and then I don't know what happened. It just, I don't know.
You're still kings in our eyes.
Well,
yes.
In fact, I want to tell everybody here, before I got married and all that, and I used to, the rule of thumb was, and my girlfriend, my wife now, she said, why don't you try to come home before the sun comes up? And I said, well, you know, that makes sense. Me and the boys get a little crazy and all that, and going before the sun comes up. Then about a couple of years into the relationship, she said, you know, the bar closes at 2 o'clock. You guys go out and get some breakfast. You fool around and do some stupid things till 4 o'clock. What do you really do after 4 o'clock? And I said, no. Right, honey. Yeah, I'll be home by 4 o'clock. About 6 years later, with a straight face, she said, you thought about coming home by about midnight? I said, midnight? She goes, what do you really do after midnight? And I said, well, yeah, I can kind of see your point. Last year, with a straight face, she said, do you think you should be home before dark? Ladies, I'm telling you, a piece at a time. I woke up, who the hell am I? Where's Bill Kennedy go? Where's the I'll be home before the sun comes up? Where is that guy? I used to like that guy, but it's all gone now.
Well, you know, as we get older, Bill, we kind of lose our excitement, you know?
Well, let me tell you about the bars in Mexico. The bars in Mexico are open 23 and a half hours. Usually around 6:30 in the morning, they shut down for a half hour to clean up. We're talking 23 and a half hours of pate. That's my type of a town, you know?
That's my type of a town, too, if I don't fall asleep.
You'll be the one up dancing on the bar.
I know it. You're right. I probably will be. Give me a little of that tequila.
Oh, no, that's a crazy little girl.
Oh, no, really. I tried that. I had a conference in El Paso, Texas.
Uh-huh.
And we went over to Mexico.
Juarez?
My God. Yep.
Did you go to Juarez?
I went to Juarez, I'm telling you. Ask
Juarez.
The cab driver. We're looking for excitement, so he took us across the border.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We've seen some excitement over there.
That is a battle zone. That's a full-on. Right now, the Juarez cartel are killing the Tijuana cartel left and right. They're trying to move in and take over the Tijuana cartel. It's a battle zone down there. However, they're not killing Americans. They're just killing each other, so it's okay.
You know, now I'm talking about the early 70s.
Uh-huh.
When I was there.
Okay, the early 70s, they weren't killing each other. The early 70s, though, it was absolutely X-rated, without a doubt.
Yes.
That's when you can watch the donkey show on the sidewalk.
Donkey show stopped in 1971, unfortunately.
You can find donkey shows in New York.
No, I didn't know that.
You know,
that's just where they took us, you know. It was in the tent. Wow,
we actually had
something.
The first mayor of Tijuana in 1971, and she pretty much said that that's got to stop. And they never started. You know, there are private shows down in Tijuana, of course, but at the Blue Fox, which was the bar, that burnt down in 71, and the mayor did her best to keep it less restricted, less open to the public, I guess, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, you could go down the street. And you know what was happening? The cab drivers would only go so far into Juarez.
Right,
because young kids were jumping in front of the cabs to get hit. You realize that? On one side of the street, you see these beautiful mansions. And on the other side of the street, you see these cardboard houses that people are living on in the gutters there, you know? It was terrible.
The problem with Mexico is that 10 families own 70% of all the wealth, and there is no middle class.
No, I know
it. Or you are rich. And if you are poor, you have, like, almost no chance ever of being rich. If you have a bullet in Mexico, it's a felony. If you have a gun, of course, it's a felony. The Mexican government does not want its people to have weapons of any kind, shape, or form.
But they have more guns than fucking...
Well, we know the guns are all down there. I mean, you know... we go down for the anniversary party, my God, everybody, you know, is loaded. It's a crazy country down there. I absolutely love the people. I hate the government. It's just not anything I'd ever want to live with. But they're nice
people. Well, I wasn't too impressed with it, you know, when I was there. But we stole buses in El Paso, too, you know. They put us out in hotels way out of El Paso, Texas, because, this was for Head Start.
Yeah.
And this was their regional meeting, and we got, 7,000 people there now, you know. So they were supposed to have buses come and pick us up and bring us to, I can't think of the name of the stadium, because that's where we had, you know, our regional meeting was at this big stadium. And so we had to steal buses. We actually stole buses. Can you believe that? To get back and forth. I mean, we never got caught at it because we were always sitting at the curb, you know. But I remember I don't remember how I got back from Juarez, but I do remember I found my girlfriend in this big plastic box that we bought. And she's in there sleeping with a bottle of tequila with a worm at the bottom of it, you know.
Don't eat the worm.
I'll tell you, I was so sick. I said, you never get me to try that stuff again, ever.
That's nasty.
Hey, somebody says you just sent the Blue Fox burned down?
Blue Fox burned down 1971.
Okay. I didn't hear.
Wow.
And then a list for this.
What's this?
Well, there's a movie coming out. It's called Water and Power. And it's going to star a bunch of our friends.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at this here. All right.
And it's going to be a Universal City Friday, June 7th. Free screening Water and Power. And we're going to have all our friends in it.
We have so much Hollywood friends, and yet they're constantly trying to hold me back. I think it's conspiracy. I think they think my face is too pretty for the screen. That's what I think it is.
Oh, but they should. I've seen your face. I think it's handsome. I don't think it's pretty. I think it's handsome.
Bill is downright sexy. You add that voice and you've got freaking fantastic. He's wicked awesome. And that's the bottom line to it. With age comes wisdom and awesomeness. Enough said.
Oh. Well, thank you
very much. Yes.
Thank
heard
you
that,
for the
I have the for radio.
Phil, you and I don't count anymore. We're not old enough.
There we go. Now, what else is coming up here? You got something?
Yeah, we got the Harlistas.
Yeah.
That's going to be coming out in June 5th, 5 p.m.
Well, I'm really thinking of it.
Huh.
So I can get my health intact.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm really thinking of flying out. So, we'll see.
You need a vacation. And the guys would, you know, make sure you have fun.
Well, let me
take
tell
my
you
pictures.
Something. They'll never be the same.
No.
Never.
No.
They will never be the same.
I want
pictures.
We would
never be the same.
If you guys go out there, I want pictures.
You'll never be the same.
We did that big run in last month, and Quick Throttle said the first week of next month, Phil will have all the pictures, so we can tell everybody how to go in the gallery.
Right.
So give us two more weeks. This magazine did an article and all that stuff. Yeah. So you can see what we're doing again. So that'll be coming out in two more weeks. In case you're bored, what the heck they're doing today, well.
And then Saturday, this is the other one. Remember that last week we went for the May ride?
Yeah.
This week is called, this week that same place is going to be called Warriors Code.
I don't know about who are these people.
Well, they were the ones that they help people get need in if their house, if the guy comes back and he's missing a limb, he's in a wheelchair,
uh-huh.
They go and they make the house wheelchair.
I don't know anything about these people.
Yeah.
Wounded Warriors Code.
Yeah, we had these guys on last year when you did.
Wounded Warriors. Wounded Warrior Homes, but I don't recall. Right. I don't say the Warrior's Code is something I'm not missing it. But who cares? Who cares?
So it's going to be a poker run, and all the food and all that other stuff is free. The band, they're going to have two bands. They're going to have a beer garden. They're going to have and the usual suspects selling.
Oh, by the way, let's talk about next month on the 1st and 2nd at Kennedy's Custom Cycles, Oceanside, California. I'm not going to have a party. I'm going to have hot dogs. We're going to have some watermelon. I'm going to have a chance for people to come in and do like a family party, a picnic, rather. I, every time I do the band and all that, it gets too big. So anybody in the neighborhood wants to come by, we'll feed you. No food.
Oh, now I know why you're asking me if I was going to cook.
Well, yes, and now we're live on the air. Are you going to cook?
Probably.
Okay, then. Did everybody hear that? He's going to help cook.
We heard it.
Oh. All right, then.
Well, guys, I'm going to say goodnight.
Oh, everybody's leaving us?
No, yeah. I'm leaving you. I've got to go take some medicine.
Okay. I'm glad I got to talk to everybody tonight. Sorry so late, just that these foreigners don't know how to tell time, I guess, or something in there.
Yeah. Well, it was good talking to you, Bill.
Thank you very much. Always good to hear my friend's voice.
Yeah, get healthy, will you?
I will. I will. I'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Okay.
All righty. Good night, everybody.
Right. Good night. Good
night.
Yeah, you want to read this right here?
Jennifer says, this shit is badass. I love the pictures and the bikes. I love this kind of stuff. Thank you for being my friend. What pictures?
Well, she's looking at all the pictures.
Well, how come there's 17 pictures of you and only one picture of me?
No, no, no.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 15.
This was the new banner that Rick made for us in New York.
Oh, okay.
And I showed you this before.
You did. I'd like to break your balls.
Yeah. And trying to figure out where this one's coming from, but she's in Radford, Virginia.
I was gonna say she's down south somewhere.
Yeah, she's in Radford, Virginia.
Well, Jennifer, I want to say thank you for typing in, or you know whatever you're doing. Appreciate
we'll
that.
We'll see if she calls in and gives the number.
And Jennifer, if you want, like I said, we'll give information. You can check in from Quick Throttle Publication in the gallery. You can see a bunch of stuff we did. We did a monstrous St. Paddy's Day party at the shop. And this next weekend, like I said, it's going to be not a party, more like a picnic just for friends of ours stop on by.
Yeah.
Sometimes at a party, I don't get to talk to people. And sometimes at a party, I'm running around like a chicken trying to put out small fires, put out egos and attitudes and problems. So this is going to be just in my neighborhood stop on by. Might be a long distance for some of you people to go for a hot dog, but still, you know, hey, what are you going to do?
Well, you know.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, you'll have everybody else slaving over hot shit while you're.
Well, can I explain to you about that? Does anybody out there know the story of Tom Sawyer and the when he whitewashed the fence, when Aunt Polly wanted to whitewash the fence? Does anybody know that story?
Wait a minute. I believe, and I could be wrong, wasn't it Huck Finn who began painting the fence and then Tom Sawyer came along while he was painting? Isn't that the way it went?
Yes. And Aunt Polly said he couldn't go out until he whitewashed the fence.
Right.
And what he did was he started whitewashing his fence and all his neighborhood kids started laughing at him. He goes, hey, this is what I want to do. So he ended up charging all the kids so they could whitewash his fence. Philip always tells everybody that story because Bill starts out doing something, but I'm a supervisor. It's not my, you know, what can I do, guys? What can I do?
Okay. So we'll see if Jennifer calls.
Okay. I don't remember that picture. I remember your jacket. I remember.
Yeah, he just enhanced it. He put the decal there.
All right.
I don't know if you guys know Rick. He's on my page, but he does a lot of pictures.
Okay, well, I want to thank Rick.
Photo editing
good.
And stuff. And,
the picture looks dramatic. It looks good. I really like it. Yeah. Wow.
You know the new banner picture we have?
Yeah.
On the show, It's on the show page?
Yeah.
Yeah. He made that for us.
Mm. Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
Anybody have dinner tonight yet? I haven't eaten yet. Anybody have dinner out there yet?
I drank protein.
What did everybody have for dinner? Because I've had no...
Protein. I drank protein. That's what I had for dinner.
Father Ray?
I am a grandfather many times over.
We got this... somebody sent us one. Only cool grandfathers ride motorcycles.
Oh, there you go. There you go. As long as I ride, I live. When I stop riding, that's when I start to die. But every day, if I can ride, I will live. And, you know, my health is exceptional, but the only thing that slows me down, I think, later in life, maybe my eyesight. When I get in my 70s or whatever, that may be a problem. But right now, I'm... Well, anybody that rides with us better be healthy as a horse. We don't fool around at all.
No.
And don't forget, Vegas is coming up.
Yeah.
We'll be out in Vegas.
You guys make me jealous. Honest to God.
Hi.
Live out here in New England with not, well, there's stuff to do, but not like you guys are, like, all over the damn place. It's every week.
We don't get to be together often, actually. I think I told you that before. There are so many events going on. Sometimes Philip goes north and I go south, or vice versa. There's just too many.
You know, I'm gonna send you guys a copy of this video. I'm going to send it to both of you right now. And if you want me to send it in a private message or put it on, you'll enjoy this. It's called Harley Wheelies 11. It's by our friends at Unknown Industries. This was the guy that was up at Rusty's doing
the wheelies.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
And there was a guy up at Rusty's party. In,
that's Illusion Motorcycles up at Westminster for a minute.
Right, and he was doing wheelies in around the shop, and then he went out on the main drag, and people were actually taking their cell phones and sending pictures of the guy to the cops.
Ooh.
I think I've seen this one,
haven't I? Well, I'll show it to you after. I'll send it to you right now. But, Stacy, they run around. They're up there by Scotty. He does a lot of their accessories.
Yeah.
You seen him before?
I'm still jealous as hell because you guys just, like, rock and roll all the time.
Blessed. We are blessed the fact that there is so much for us to do. We're blessed the fact that we have good running motorcycles, good service, good maintenance. And we're blessed the fact that we do some things together, but sometimes, hey, I'm going north, you go south. We're okay with that, too.
Yeah, and usually when we're together, that's when the shit starts.
Because I want you guys to understand that we go out, it's Philip does all the talking, he gets us in all the trouble, and I'm always the one sitting off to the corner all by myself, not causing any trouble. It's always Philip.
Oh, my God. Wow.
We're gonna get some good pictures of the contest in Mexico.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be just like the ones that are up now.
Yeah.
depending on, because I know you can schmooze the crowd into doing a lot of things they
usually
do.
Oh, let me have the microphone. Let me have beautiful women. It's going to be a good time. And give me some musica. Give me some musica in the background for dancing, and we'll be good to go. You can trust me, little girl.
I think you scared him.
I know, we're losing him now.
You guys go quiet on us or what?
No, I was checking this out and it's like crazy awesome.
I don't even think, I'm speechless right at the moment, but don't mind me.
Are you speechless?
I was just thinking something, don't worry about it. I was having a moment.
Yeah. How was it?
It could have been better. I'll tell you that. It definitely could have been better.
And then while I was up there in...
Well, you're up where?
Rusty's.
Oh, what the hell? I know. You jump all over the place.
No, I'm saying while I was up there at Rusty's,
all right.
I saw the new DVD for Harley Wheelies 12.
Oh, Okay.
Blows away anything they've ever done.
Wow.
You know, that's the point. I hope you people don't think that Philip and I are telling about all these adventures because we're trying to be egotistical or sounding off. We really just want to share with you, like here in Southern California, how lucky we are. I'm going to give everybody an idea of a different part of the country.
So, Nora, are you getting a text message again?
No, I just got poked.
I don't know about
that. Phil, does Bill even know what me and Nora look like? Just
no.
Off the top of your head. Wow.
Yeah, negative.
All right. Wow. Phil, I'll send you a picture.
Okay. We got to send some more new upgraded pictures of the stuff we're doing. You know, Phil?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I'm looking at Stacy now. Is that red hair or is that just the picture taken?
No, that's Stacey? Red hair.
Okay.
He's got a photo.
What are we sending it to so Bill can see what we look like?
Yeah, we got Nora now. We got a nice, comfortable couch there. I like that. Yeah.
Oh no, that's a chair. That's two chairs.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What you have for dinner tonight? Because I'm really getting hungry.
Me?
Yes, please.
I had the most awesome barbecue dinner that I made myself on the grill in the cold. Barbecue chicken. Had some ribs. Wow. Somebody
okay.
Doesn't like ribs.
Oh, my God.
Right, that's the one I showed him, Stacy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, all right. Cool.
She had a picture up on her page.
Uh-huh.
And then some guy gave her shit. Anyway, what happened to the biker's rule thing?
Biker's rule. It's in there. Go into my pictures. You'll find it. If not, I'll dig it up for you off my computer. No, I've been on Facebook for 5 years, and in that 5 years' time, I've put up profile pictures of myself maybe, like, 3 times. And the first time, somebody got really, really, they should have been punched in the throat, and I took my profile picture down for, like, 2 years. And then here over the past, I don't know, 3 months, I've put up 2 pictures, and people have started again, and if they continue, I'm going to take them down. It's like, you know, I ain't into all that bullshit game on Facebook. I ain't part of all that. So that's that.
Hey, let me tell you something. That I do so many charity events, and Philip does so. That we do event after event, and we constantly get criticized by people who do nothing. So if you're going to be thin-skinned, it's going to be an issue. So just tell them to go F themselves and be who you are.
Yep.
I don't back down
yep.
for nothing or nobody. I will not change anything. I get criticized for everything. That's okay.
Hey, he gets criticized for hanging out with me because I'm arrogant.
Yeah, that was just last weekend.
Yeah.
No, but
all
you know,
hanging out with him, he's arrogant. I go, he's more arrogant than I am? They say, well, no, Bill, but you're a different type of arrogant. Oh, okay then.
But the problem is when people are messaging your friends about your personal life and if you've got something going on with them, you know, that's a bit much. And see, that's the stuff I don't go for. It's like my personal life is what it is. It's personal, you know?
I understand. That's, I am on the air. I'm emceeing. I'm doing everything. That time I have alone with myself is absolute that. You can reach me at the shop. Bill can reach me at the shop, but once I go, I leave, nobody can find me. I need to know the next 15 minutes, the next hour, whatever time I need on the motorcycle, that's got to be my time. I don't want to be disturbed at all, so my friends all respect that. But I'm on the air all the time. I'm on stage all the time. Not like you can't see me everywhere, so what the hell?
You need to run for president.
Oh, no. Guys with the last name of Kennedy run for any office that seem to have a bad luck.
Oh, God. I forgot about that. That's funny, because I will tell you this much. I was talking about you two guys, Phil and Bill, to my mom the other day. And just out of the blue, my mom turned around and said, the Kennedy guy, is he from the Massachusetts area, or is he related to any of the Kennedys? And I started laughing, and I told her that originally when you were a young man, this was the area you were from, but I told her you weren't related to any of the quote-unquote big Kennedys.
St. Patty's Day party in South Boston, my grandfather used to march with Joe Kennedy all the time. But
wow.
I assure you, we're not from any Kennedy that has a nickel. Nothing. Nothing. And, of course, in Ireland, the name of Kennedy, that's so, you know, everybody's named Kennedy over there. It's like coming to California, everybody's name is Smith or whatever.
Yeah, somebody said they tried to get a hold of me, and they ended up getting my cousin in Ireland.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I've got every cent that my family's made, we made after we left Boston. I love my Boston roots, but California's where I should be. Well, California / Mexico. I really don't want to ever give Mexico up.
You guys are going to drive me nuts to the point where I'm going to have to fly out there next year and just take a look. Because it's eating me alive.
Well, you're off to the Bahamas, what, this week, next week?
No, sir. At the end of June, and it's Bermuda, not the Bahamas. I'm leaving the country just for a week.
Stay out of the triangle.
Oh, we fly right through it. It's just something that happens, you know. I look at it like this. If I'm here, I'm here. If I'm gone, it was meant for me to be gone. That's it.
Your day, it's your day, little girl.
That's right.
You know, every now and then,
yeah,
I got to tell you.
Yeah, will never be the same. Oh, sorry.
I got these ministers come in, and they tell me, you know, Bill, motorcycle riding is dangerous. And I tell them, aren't you right with Jesus? Because if you're right with Jesus, you should be ready to go when God calls upon you. Well, no, Bill, I think motorcycle riding is dangerous. Are you having a problem with your faith, I tell him. Is this a question? Because truly, if you believed in God, then you would know that when God calls you, you're going to go. Well, Bill, you're twisting everything. No, I'm not twisting anything. I'm saying as a minister, I'm concerned about your lack of faith. If you're going to die in a surfboard or an airplane or a boat, a car, if it's your day, it's your day. And some of those ministers get really irritated at me for that. But you know what? That's how I feel.
That's the way I live. It's like, yeah, something's good, go with it, and, you know, don't have no regrets. It is what it is. You gotta have fun in life.
Hmm.
Yeah.
They're all newbies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, we're just looking at something here, but well, this is where I was that day.
Were you under the table?
Yeah.
Okay, let me quick. We don't know anybody there at all.
No.
They're all newbies. Pico,
mm-hmm.
Pico, yeah.
But, no, so you guys...
Was that right there? Went a trip to San Diego. What was that right there?
Yeah.
Oh, it's gone. Okay.
No, it's gone.
It's gone. All right.
Anyway, Bill, you're going to head out the door? Head out the door.
Give me some musica, okay? I want to thank everybody for calling. Thank you for being patient. Glad I got a chance to talk to everybody. I'm going to sneak out a minute because my stomach is grumbling, and Philip don't care about me. He won't feed me.
We'll let Mike P take us out with a little Summertime.
Summertime, Bill Kennedy's favorite there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mike P, the big homie. Summertime in the valley, homie. Yeah. Come on.
C-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 home, me. C-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G.
All right, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike P, the big homie. Summertime in the valley, homie. Yeah. Come on.
C-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 home, me. C-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 home, me. It's summertime in the valley, baby. It's summertime in the valley, summertime in the valley, baby. It's summertime in the valley. Twist the bottle open, homie, throw away the cap.